Welcome back to the third episode looking at global warming with an African eye here on Dinner's Planet podcast. Lots of climate change summits are happening everywhere to see to it that both the global north and global south speak the same language on climate change. Do you realize any progress in these summits?
Time to talk is over.
Okay.
It is now time to...
To act.
Because all these declarations have been there, year in, year out. Now we reached a point whereby now the discussion is shifting from mitigation to adaptation. Isn't that a reason enough to show us that maybe we are failing? Maybe there is something we are not doing right. Because if we reach a point, I'd be like, okay, it looks like the problem is out of control. And what we can do right now is to adapt and find ways of living with the current situation. That alone is an indicator that maybe we need to do things different. I am not discrediting COPs. They are very important discussions. They are a very big step in the right direction, but they are not enough. There has to be something more to the declaration and resolutions that come out of these conferences.
Emma Johnson is saying, looks like mitigation is failing. So we are reaching a stage where they're telling us to find ways to live with this problem. What are you commenting about it?
There are some countries that honestly can't do with only adaptation. We can do other things like maybe sustainable agriculture, green investments like maybe energy efficiency, water conservation. So eventually you realize that our adaptation may be a little bit hard. But the mitigation
is not what can't work out.
It can, only that it may not have a global, it may not have a significant global impact.
Diana, the point here is, let everyone play their part. Whoever is binded by any declaration, the governments of the world. I don't know if we should go to the polluter pay kind of.
You know, the polluter pay is not actually doing it significantly. There has to be better approaches. The polluter pay approach whereby they're just cashing.
There is some kind of an imbalance, you know?
Maybe. Why must I pay the same price like someone who polluted 100 times and yet I only contributed 1%?
I also want to say that perhaps it was ignorance.
So Emma, you want to tell us that ignorance is making people to
suffer.
Emma, in an economy like ours, where it's about, where getting what to eat is a do or die thing, we cannot start a discussion of morals, a discussion of who is literate and who is not literate. Our communities will continue to do what they are capable of doing to put food on the table, whether it means cutting down the trees, because that is where we are as a society. It's about survival. It's about, do I have what to eat? You are not going to tell a hungry person that, you know what, this is global warming and this is, don't do this, don't do that. You first give them food, and then you tell them, you know what, this is A and this is B. Only if they have food on the table. If they don't, they are not going to listen to you. While the other guys are capable of adapting to whatever the situation is, it is the opposite on our side. And that is why we are saying, can these guys pay for what they did? We are busy looking for what to eat. We are busy looking for how to survive. And then we have another burden of having to cope with the climate change. To speak to that, you will realize that when we try to front these voices, you know, we need this fund, it again sounds more political.
We look beggars.
And we look like beggers. we
but
have a case.
Don't we beg? Yes, we have a
case. No, we have a case. Okay, even if you say we are beggars, are we the reason we are beggars?
It's a question ending this episode on global warming crisis, Africa's position. We meet again next time. Thank you for listening in.